If you were courtside on Tuesday at St. Andrews Country Club in Boca Raton, you witnessed two tennis milestones, Jimmy Connors' last public tennis match and Aaron Krickstein's first ever win over Jimmy Connors. The Wall Street Journal's Tom Parada was there. Tom, Aaron Krickstein, age 47, v. Jimmy Connors, age 62. Why?
Because this is one of the most historic tennis matches ever, and there's just a ton of history between them. The 1991 U.S. Open match they played is maybe the most famous tennis match in history. I can't think of another match that's been seen more often. Connors was 39 on his way to the semifinals. Krickstein was the young buck coming up. They played five sets, almost 5 hours. The crowd was crazy. Connors was berating the umpire. It was a crazy, crazy, crazy afternoon. And, you know, Aaron and Jimmy, I think a lot of people didn't realize they were friends before that and practice partners and spent a lot of time together, played a lot of cards together. And they just never spoke to each other after that match. And Aaron never beat him. He was 0-7 against him in his career. And he called him up for the summer. They got back together and decided they would play this match one more time.
Was it losing to Connors when Connors was 39 years old that made Aaron Krickstein decide not to speak to him again after the match?
You know, I think some people read it that way, that this match was so devastating, but haven't spoken to Aaron a lot now. I don't see that at all. I think it's a matter of, sure, he was upset about losing, and Jimmy was a little bit nutty that day, and that would be upsetting to anyone. But it seems more like one of those things where a few weeks, a few months go by, you don't talk, and all of a sudden 5, 10, 15 years have gone by, and you just haven't crossed paths anymore. He says he didn't hold a grudge, and I believe him.
You have written that Krickstein was afraid to call Connors to suggest the rematch, and in fact, he put it off, as you say, for a long time. Was he or was anybody else surprised when Connors said, yeah, sure, let's do it?
I think he was initially, but he told me that once he got off the phone, he thought, whew, that's done. I don't have to think about that for a little while. It's just one of those things where you never know. It's been so long, and he never quite knew what Jimmy thought of that match. But Jimmy gets over matches really quickly. He can be volatile during a match, but once the match is over, he's not that way anymore.
Well, tell me a little bit about the match itself. Was Connors at his misanthropic best or worst, whatever we should call it?
He was quite a gentleman, actually. He was very funny, joking with the crowd a lot. You know, they made their own line calls. There wasn't a question about any single call. there was some good comedy. And I was impressed with how well he could hit, actually. He's had three hip operations, Connors. He's 62. And if he doesn't have to move a ton and the ball's in his wheelhouse, it's reminiscent of what he used to be. Very flat, low over the net, never misses. It was something to see. They had some really long rallies, and there was a lot of huffing and puffing going on.
Connors has said that this is his last public appearance as a tennis player. Do you believe him?
Yeah, it seems to me he just doesn't get the same satisfaction out of it anymore. I mean, he wants to be able to move a certain way. That was always the biggest thing for him, is how he could move and get to the ball, and he's beat up.
What about Krickstein? He finally beat Connors. What are his plans going forward?
Aaron's in a really good place. I think a lot of people have thought, oh, this match must have, you know, ruined this guy's whole life. I don't see that at all. He's married. He has a couple kids. He teaches at St. Andrews. He's the director of tennis. It's a really pretty country club. It seems like a pretty sweet job. He looks almost the same as he did then. He just has a little bit of gray hair. He's really thin. Moves great. Sliding around the court great. He says in some ways he's a better player now than he was then.
You can link to Tom Parada's Wall Street Journal article, Krickstein finally beats Connors, at onlyagame.org. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks so much for having me.